100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. We got a whole bunch of stories in today about prompt. Now, if it's taking you a while to write a story and record it to be a part of the weekly challenge, that's okay. Take your time. Send it in when you're ready. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, here are the stories for this week's weekly challenge.
Good evening. It's Jay Rodimus. I'm back. Unexpected delay and absence, but I'm here for Weekly Challenge 792 with the prompt of prompt and my story. Jason was an intern at a local television station. He tried hard and showed up every day. About 3.5 months into his post, he was promoted to the teleprompter data entry position. Honestly, the station manager was desperate because the previous data entry staffer didn't show. There was no one else and no time to wait. Working quickly, he dutifully entered every story he was given. Minutes before the start of the broadcast, Jason finished.
Good evening. Our top story. With fears over reception, the president vetted a bill to simulate job growth for American warriors.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. Footnote is the prompt, they said. Footnote. Something about a writer? Nah, that's boring. A mystery, then. Something that had remained unspoken for many decades. Okay, let's go crazy then. Why not? Let's add a guillotine, but not just any guillotine, one made of solid gold. Oh, and the Chinese mafia determined to get to the said guillotine. Now, the house, a strange house, its secret compartments, dusty and dark, plus a few characters, odd characters. Who's the main character? Yes, that woman. What's her name? The bell rang. Damn, your time's up. The unspoken footnote. It's a start. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the prompt, prompt. It's called Prompt. So I joined this writer's group, and every week we have to come up with a story related to a prompt that they give us. It's really hard. Seriously, you'd think, how difficult can that be? And then you sit down in front of your keyboard, and absolutely nothing comes to mind. Every week I try and fail. No matter what the prompt, I never come up with a story that's in any way related to that word. So I made a suggestion. In future, whatever the prompt, that's the one thing our stories should avoid referencing at all. There you go. Just an idea. Until next time, goodbye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 792 with the prompt of prompt. So here's my story. To get over his shyness with girls, Lance took an introduction to improv class at a local theater. He thought it would really help out with speed dating. So, Lance, what do you do for a living?
I'm an ironic accountant.
I own a pet rental store.
I'm a holistic gynecologist.
Looking across the table at the next girl, Lance said,
Hello, Val. It's great to be here tonight. To get the ball rolling, I'm going to need a prompt for a place you would go on vacation, a brand of laundry detergent, and the names of our future children.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Be there. The downtown intersection. 6 o'clock, prompt. No sooner. No later. Or the girl dies. That was the note's stark message. An ultimatum I had to take seriously. It had been one of the biggest manhunts we'd ever seen. And still it seemed, the killer had the upper hand. This was an opportunity we simply couldn't mess up. I deployed snipers and surveillance teams, with backup along every route in and out. We'd get the bastard. I looked again at the note, and for the first time, noticed the post-room stamp. It was over a week old.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 792 with a prompt of prompt. And yes, I didn't get that until I just said that out loud. Anyway, here's my story. Halfway to Eureka, it was getting late, and they stopped for the night in Nice, California. Unable to secure a room at one of the quaint locations, like the gingerbread cottages or the featherbed railroad bed and breakfast, the family settled on the Worldmark Clear Lake Motel. Over a late dinner in the motel cafe, Mr. Blanketmaker said, "We need to be prompt in the morning. I want to get to the Lunchbox Museum as soon as it opens." Before Bilbert could ask why, his father answered, "We don't know when we'll ever be back in Nice again." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"Be prompt," said the note. So Carl arrived at precisely 8. A man walked past Carl, bumping into him, apologizing and walking away. Carl thought he'd been pickpocketed, but when he checked his pocket, there was another note. "Go in the store," it said. Carl was in a mall, surrounded by stores, but one was called The Store. So he went in. "Here is your package," said the clerk, handing Carl a box. Carl sat down on a bench, turned the box over and over, and he left it there, walking out of the mall, narrowly avoiding the massive explosion.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of prompt. And I hope you enjoyed all those. Now, if it's taking you a while to write a story and record it and be a part of it, my story got caught in email, that's okay. Try to send it back in, get in contact with me, and we'll get it up on the feed. in a separate post. Until then, there's going to be more stories next week and another weekly challenge. The topic is up at the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and we'll keep going on. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.